I'm Councillor Brian Cleasby. I'm a Horsforth ward councillor, a Liberal Democrat, and I've served Horsforth for now 15, 16 years. And the site where we're standing now at Clariant is one of the things where we failed as a council to stop housing being built on this remote site, unconnected to any of our services in any way. And unfortunately, the developers took it to appeal and they won on appeal.
Okay, so how have local residents reacted to this?
Well, they were pretty furious because there is a feeling in what I call the A65 plateau. There is a feeling that enough's enough. As you can see, this was employment land, now turned into housing and eventually housing land. And we're going to be faced with the nonsense of another 500, minimum 500 job seekers going off to find jobs from an employment site, which is a bit daft, really. And we haven't replaced any employment sites. And unfortunately, those employment sites are not on this side of the valley. They're elsewhere in the city, most of them on the east or the south. So it means cars and more driving to get to earn money, to be able to live here.
So in terms of the schools then, I know there's been a lot of issue with having to expand schools and get more school places. I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there's been a big problem in Leeds. An enormous clang has been dropped. We actually are 42 primary schools short in the city for the birth rate, and we know it over now and over the next few years. That's apart from the building that's going on now and will presumably bring new families to Leeds. So that will be a worse situation. So it means that we've already enlarged most of our schools. There are only two in my ward that could conceivably be enlarged within reason without making them to the point at which they lose the identity of being the neighbourhood, the village school. I mean, from here, as you look around, you've difficulty seeing houses and seeing anybody else. Yeah. I mean, the nearest school here, there's one up on the hillside there in Carverley, and another one on the other side of the valley, West End in Horsforth. They're both a trek to get to Carverley. The kids are going to have to, if they were walking, for instance, they'd have to leave us here to go to the on a section of the ring road to the Rodley roundabout. Now, I can hear the ring road now, the amount of traffic that's on it, and that shows how bad it is. It's going to be horrendous for little kids, parents, some with pushchairs with even smaller kids, and try and get the kids to school. The only alternative is motor cars. And the junk, that road is just dreadful. They have to use the ring road to move about. They can get to West End School by walking in the other direction there, but it's hell of a hike, and I don't think there's anything parents would want their kids to do in rain or winter. So again, it's motor cars. It's just all motor cars, motor cars. There's a sports pavilion here, that's all. Going to put two shops on the site. None of us can see that the two shops would be viable. Because there's not enough houses. Enough people are going to nip out for a packet of sugar or a bottle of milk. They're going to do all the men shopping off the site or get one of the suppliers to deliver. So we see it as a big, big problem. That's the reasons that we opposed it in the first place. Yes, we'd like the new houses and love the new houses, but they need to be on a site that's connected to the community, that's adding to the community in a way of enhancing it, not just adding numbers to the community. Because we're finishing up on this plateau with no employment land, even though in 2001 Leeds City Council published the fact that they were concerned the lack of employment land in the outer northwest, which is where we are, and the inability to replace it. Well, since then, every time a mill's closed, a factory's closed, they've allowed it to be turned into housing instead of saying, no, you sit on it for several years until you find a proper use for it, which is employment.
So what would your message then be to the Secretary of State who made this final decision?
For God's sake, don't make any more mistakes like you've made here. This is an enormous clangour. I think, in fairness to the Secretary of State, I think the council case that was put forward wasn't a very good one. The problem was that the regime that was running the council at the time, which was my own party, Liberal Democrats, in coalition with the Conservatives, they were desirous of increasing the house numbers in the city. And I think that clouded judgment, and that desire for the houses got this project too far down the road to be stopped. So as a consequence, the evidence to be put before the inspector wasn't sound. It wasn't very good evidence. Could easily be dismissed by their barristers, and I think that is how they won.